Part 2. The Patriarchs. Back then, people worshipped many gods, but the real God intends to bring the world back to himself by forming a nation, starting with one man, Abraham. Now he's old, and his wife is old, too old to have kids. She had menopause and everything. So when God tells him he's going to be the father of many nations, they figure they'd help God out by letting Abraham sleep with a slave girl, and so Ishmael is born. God basically says, "Yeah, thanks. I don't need your help. I'll bless Ishmael too, but I meant for you and Sarah to have a son." And so she gives birth to Isaac, which means to laugh because she cracked up at the idea of having a kid at her age. God then shows Abraham the land of Canaan, where his future descendants will live, but then tells Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. He's only testing him to see if he'll trust him and stops him from actually doing it. He passes the test, and his son Isaac continues the line. Isaac marries Rebekah, and they have twins Esau and Jacob. Esau's born first and is the hunter. Jacob's born second and is a trickster. He tricks his older brother and father into giving him the firstborn blessing. And one day he even wrestles God's angel and doesn't let go until he gets a blessing from him. God actually allows this, and he renames Jacob to Israel and gives him 12 sons of his own, aka the 12 sons of Israel. Now, of these 12 sons, the second youngest one, Joseph, is Jacob's favorite. Some of his older brothers are jealous, so they dump him in a well in the desert and leave him there, until some travelers come by, pick him up, and take him to Egypt. There, he interprets a dream the Pharaoh has, predicting a famine. This gives them time to store up food and water. The Pharaoh is so impressed with Joseph that he makes him his right-hand man. But then Joseph's brothers eventually have to come to Egypt looking for food and water themselves, and guess who's there waiting for them? Joseph reveals who he is, and then they think to themselves, "Oh, we're dead." But Joseph tells them, "Relax, it's all good. The evil you meant to do to me was just part of God's higher plan. Think about it. We're reunited. We can grow again and eventually go back home to our promised land. Ah, look at you."
People prayed to many gods, but there was only one. Abram heard and went where he was told. Count the stars and count the sands, descendants you will have. Promised land you will behold. Old man, what's she laughing at? I'll see that it comes to that now. Now I know the slave girl had a son. Believe me, he'll be blessed. But Sarah's boy will be the one, and I'm giving you a test. Old man, give him up to me. You said yes, so set him free now.
it's all good news.